Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 32. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Purification of Mary and Presentation of Our Lord is from 1 Samuel, the first chapter. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow, but Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord," and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, "A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When the fullness of time had come, when the child was weaned, the Lord established his word. Hannah brought her son to the temple with her. He was a firstborn son, consecrated like all firstborn sons of Israel. The Lord had spared every firstborn of Israel in Egypt when the angel of death passed over. And thus, every firstborn now belongs to the Lord, unless his parents should redeem him, unless they should buy him back from the Lord. Hannah did not redeem him, though she held on to him just a little bit longer here. She determined to lend him to the Lord. And the Lord made excellent use of Samuel, his great priest, his prophet, his final judge. When the fullness of time had come, Mary brought forth her firstborn, a son. The Lord had established his word. Mary brought her son to the temple with her, and he was consecrated, like all firstborn sons of Israel, holy to the Lord, unless his parents should redeem him. And Mary and Joseph did. The Lord lent him to her, and even more to Joseph, and he belongs to us all. He has become our brother, as we heard yesterday. So it is that our Redeemer came to be redeemed on this day. And in this way, the Lord made excellent use of Jesus, his Christ. When the fullness of time had come, Simeon lifted up this child in his aged arms. He now could depart in peace. The Spirit had not lied to him. His days were not to be spent until he had seen the Lord's Christ, and thus he did not depart in sadness or in exhaustion or in pain, but simply in peace, because the Lord had established his word. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. That is in full view for us today, 40 days after Christmas. Mary, the woman, is under the law. First, she must offer a sacrifice. She must be purified according to God's commandments for the temple. And Jesus, her son, is also under the law. That's no surprise for a Jewish boy, but it is a great surprise for the God of all. Certainly, he who commanded the law is not subject to its ceremonies. This law testifies to him. Why should he submit to it? Well, the answer is to redeem us. As with most everything that Jesus does in our flesh, he undergoes the law not for himself, but for us. He is the true first and only begotten of the Lord already. Today he is marked, and he is redeemed, and he is bought back as a son for Israel. He is made man. He is made subject to every law and command for our sake, to redeem us, that we might receive adoption as God's sons. Even here, Jesus is our substitute. Even here, Jesus indicates that he will be our propitiation. The Lord has established his word. He has revealed his salvation openly in the sight of all, as Israel's glory and as a revelation to the heathen. And among us, dear friends, he has established this word in particular, the words of the Nunc Dimittis, and to such good effect. He has had it sung to us often as a bedtime prayer, so that we would not imagine that we are our own. Rather, we are priests. We are purchased with his blood. We have become holy to the Lord, and he lends us to many others in this life until he takes us back finally to himself forever. This song will be sung over us when we lie in the coffin and as we are taken for the last time away from our earthly altar. Until then, though, our Lord has it sung between us every time that we return from the altar and his blessed sacrament, so that we may be confident that he has redeemed us, and thus we can be strengthened and also be of excellent use to him for the sake of our neighbors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.